Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Tuesday, March 28, 2017. I'm Joel Lerza. The Trump jobs boom continues. Ford Motor Company is set to announce new investments in three plants in Michigan, reports reveal. The car maker will reportedly invest a significant amount in assembly plants in Wayne, Flat Rock, and its Romeo engine plant, according to the Detroit News. The latest news of the car maker's U.S. expansion comes only 2 months after the company announced it was investing up to $700 million in its Michigan facilities. Ford CEO Mark Fields said his company's decision to create jobs in America rather than in Mexico is a vote of confidence in President Trump's incoming administration and the pro-business environment it will create. The full announcement will come later today. Ford is not alone in reinvesting in the U.S. Also in January, General Motors announced plans to reinvest in factories in the USA and to add some 1,500 or more jobs to its labor force. The plans will include a $1 billion plan to build new manufacturing lines in the United States. Other car makers, such as Toyota and Fiat, also plan to invest in America. The automakers have joined a growing list of companies announcing major expansion in the age of Trump. The list includes 45,000 jobs announced by ExxonMobil, 10,000 new jobs at Kroger, 10,000 jobs at Walmart, another 10,000 jobs to be offered by U.S. Steel, and 50,000 jobs by SoftBank Telecommunications, among many others. President Trump's new executive order will eliminate several Obama climate change regulations in favor of policies centered on energy independence. Under the new order, each executive department and agency in the U.S. government will be responsible for identifying impediments to energy production. Energy policy under the order will stay in line with the president's desire for U.S. energy independence and return the Environmental Protection Agency to its core mission. Former President Obama's Clean Power Plan, which has been tied up in the courts, will be reviewed and possibly find itself on the chopping block in Trump's new order. There is not a time frame for review of the Clean Power Plan, but the official predicted that there could be court challenges regarding that aspect of the executive order. The new rule from the Clean Air Act will also be reviewed. CBS News' long-running news magazine, 60 Minutes, has been investigating the phenomenon of fake news. Reporters learned some interesting things, and the news flabbergasted CEO Jeff Green and 60 Minutes anchor Scott Pelley. They could not believe that fake news affects both sides, Democrats and Republicans. Then, after citing a case of left-wing fake news about Congress plotting to overthrow President Trump, Green revealed that fake news readers on the left were more likely to be affluent and college-educated. At the other end, right-leaning fake news overwhelmingly attracted readers in their 40s and 50s. Green admitted that this shocked me, and Pelley had a similarly flabbergasted look. Green added that he thought the same way that many Americans perhaps think is fake news was a phenomenon that only tricked the uneducated. But alas, not true. Just not. The data shows it just not true, he said. It's official. The Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. NFL team owners voted 31-1 to approve the Raiders' move to Vegas. If you wondered who the only team voting against the move was, well, that was the Miami Dolphins. The Raiders will most likely play in Oakland until the construction of the Las Vegas stadium is completed in 2020. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.